100 years ago, the day which we are now celebrating with all these public demonstrations of joy and pride, and which tens of thousands of our brethren are commemorating with us in every city and town and village throughout the length and breadth of this vast empire, was hallowed in the history of the Masonic Institution by the initiation into its sublime mysteries of the Father of his country. The scenes enacted on that day in a small and obscure lodge of the Old Dominion were then, while the dark veil of the futurity was still undrawn, supposed to be of an ordinary character. The minute book of the lodge at Fredericksburg presents no more than the usual record, that on the 4th of November, 1752, George Washington was initiated as an entered apprentice. The youth, who, though even then he had been honored by a distinguished appointment in the military service of his native state, had not yet developed the germ of his future greatness, passed undoubtedly through the solemn ceremonies of initiation into our mystic rites, without any suspicion on the part of those who assisted in bestowing on him the light of Masonry, that the transaction then occurring was to become an era in the annals of our institution, and that a century afterwards their descendants would ordain a jubilee to hail its memory with shouts of joy, and to celebrate its anniversary with loud paeans of praise. But time, whose lessons are always progressive and often unexpected, has since taught us that the event of that evening was among the most important in the history of American Masonry. It has furnished a topic of angry discussion to the enemies and of grateful exultation to the friends of our institution. It has given an abiding testimony of the virtuous principles of that society, among whose disciples the patriot, the hero, and the sage did not disdain to be numbered. And while time shall last and Masonry shall endure, that old but distinctly legible page in the record book of Fredericksburg Lodge will be pointed to with proud satisfaction by every Mason as indisputable evidence that the wisest of statesmen, the purest of patriots, the most virtuous of men, was indeed his brother, and bound with him in one common but mystic tie of fraternity and love. In the ancient record book of the lodge at Fredericksburg in Virginia, a book venerable for its age as a relic of the past, but still more venerable for the pages on which the record is made, will be found the following entries. The first entry is thus. November 4th, 1752. This evening, Mr. George Washington was initiated as an entered apprentice, and the receipt of the entrance fee, amounting to £2.03, is acknowledged. On the 3rd of March in the following year, Mr. George Washington is recorded as having been passed a fellow craft. And on the 4th of the succeeding August, the transactions of the evening are that Mr. George Washington, and others whose names are mentioned, are stated to have been raised to the sublime degree of Master Mason. These records of the early Masonic career of Washington are inestimable to the Mason as memorials of the first connection of the father of his country with our institution. But if the history of that connection had there ceased, if admitted to our temple, he had but glanced with cold and indifferent eye upon its mysteries, and if then, unaffected by their beauty, untouched by their sublimity, and unawakened by their truth, lie had departed from our portals, the pride with which we hail him as a brother would have been a vain presumption, and the celebration of this day a senseless mockery. But the seed of Masonry which was sown on the evening of that November fell not on a barren soil. It grew with his growth, and strengthened with his strength, and bloomed and ripened into an abiding love and glowing zeal for our order, nor ever withered or decayed amid all the trials and struggles, the perils and excitement of a long life, spent first in battling to gain the liberties of his country, and then in counseling to preserve them. The evidence of all this is on record, and the genuineness of the record cannot be disputed. Whatever the enemies of Masonry may say to the contrary, however they may have attempted in the virulence of their persecution to insinuate that his connection with our order was but accidental and temporary, first formed in the thoughtlessness of youth, and then at once and forever dissolved, there is abundant testimony to show that he never for a moment disowned his allegiance to the mystic art, and never omitted, on every appropriate occasion, by active participation in our rites, to vindicate the purity of the institution and to demonstrate in the most public manner his respect for its principles.